KBC Bank Ireland has sold a €1.1 billion portfolio of non-performing loans to Pepper Finance, bringing it a step closer to its withdrawal from the Irish market. It said the portfolio, made up of private home and buy-to-let mortgages, represented substantially all of its remaining non-performing mortgage loan portfolio here. Elsewhere, Irish tech firms raised a record €392 million from venture capital firms between April and June, according to a survey by the Irish Venture Capital Association. It means €641 million has been raised in the first half of the year. That's up 8% on the same period of 2020. Sarah Jane Larkin is Director General of the IVCA, and she joins me on the line now. Sarah Jane, a really impressive amount of money raised in the period, especially given the backdrop of the pandemic. Was there an element, though, of VCs playing catch up after last year?
Good morning, Adam. Yes, we are reporting a really strong quarter, building on what was also a strong Q1, leading to what looks like a record half year for the first 6 months of 2021. And the data shows that at the half year point, Irish companies are on track to achieve what looks like it will be their strongest year of fundraising yet. We think that the high numbers are driven by the fact that globally asset prices have remained high as economic recovery has rebounded this year. And that has been underpinned by the scale of the government fiscal responses globally and also recovery in consumer spending, production and trade. So we believe that those factors are more of a driver of the high numbers than any catch up.
There are a few clouds in the picture, though, especially as you drill down into the deals. For example, there's a sharp drop in the second quarter in deals in the €1 to €5 million range. And they're obviously, you know, early stage companies that are really at a critical point. Is that a concern for the sector?
Well, what we're seeing is that fall off that you mentioned is perhaps a temporary blip, because if you take those deals at the half year point, and if you take a half year view, the outlook is that they're up 15% over the half year rather than the quarter. So with a rise of 15%. So we're hoping that the drop in Q2 is simply a temporary blip. But you are right. There are some concerns in the figures. And, you know, one of the key features that we would see is that international funding, mostly from the US, rose to account for around 70% of the total in the first half of the year. And typically that type of overseas investment is usually only around 30 to 40% of funding. So this is a really significant jump. Mm-hmm. And I think while we can be confident about the calibre of our Indigenous companies, this level of international participation does give us, you know, gives rise to some concerns.
Well, indeed, we saw last week that the Federal Reserve signaling plans to start winding down quantitative easing, and that means there's less money in the US system. Do you think that will have a knock-on effect on the amount of American money that will come to these shores in the years ahead?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the concerns we would have about the international participation and US funding is, firstly, you know, this flow of capital can mean that an Irish company that has taken its first steps in this country may be more likely to scale and build out their operations outside of Ireland and closer to their source of funding. But secondly, we do know from recent experiences and cycles of boom and bust that international investment is cyclical. And when the tide goes out, we simply don't have enough sources of capital in this country to replicate these funds. Mm-hmm. And I think the signals that the Fed gave last week, where they're contemplating unwinding some of their supports, along with the fact that we know governments globally have borrowed heavily to uh-huh. fund their spending requirements during the pandemic, and that they will be servicing this debt in the years ahead, it's really mm-hmm. likely that in the years ahead, capital will be less readily available. And okay. while we're riding high, I think we should be doing the groundwork to mobilise more diverse sources of funding okay. locally.
Sarah Jane Larkin, Director General of the IVCA, thank you very much for that.